family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Tuesday's episode. We are thankful to call Be Encouraged. I am your host and presiding officer, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as your speaker for this moment of empowerment. I am so thankful that we are growing and that we are present. And it is my conviction for us as a people to be mindful of our leadership, of our quality, of our ability, and of our great capacity. And we have to first learn how to be gentle with ourselves and have to learn how to be patient, understanding, so that we witness our vitality of responsibility flow rather than feel of necessity. God has called us to live in a life where we are not worried about anything. Not because we live in a life that are not problems, but because we know how to face our problems filled with peace, with joy, with understanding. We don't need to answer to narcotics and substances anytime a situation arises. And in our 20s, that is the predominant demographics of Refuge in Mount Olive. In our 20s, we make a lot of mistakes and it takes us a long time for us to forgive ourselves. And this is going to be a mission of mine to leave in my 20s decade, to encourage persons to live and flow with a level of life wherefore there is no self-hate, self-sabotaging, or any form of regret. This is the proper age where we learn that our parents definitely have an idea of what they're talking about. Where we learn the impact and our value. Where we learn what it feels like to go through the motions of life. And the beautiful thing is that we're still growing. And there is no need for us to ever place ourselves in a positioning wherefore we think we are incapable of going to the next level. Let me be honest with you. If you weren't meant to live in your greatness and your blessings right now, if you're witnessing something and you're still questioning, God, is this for me? Am I worthy of this? I want you to just kindly remind yourself of the times you were holding on and praying and waiting for a change. And if you've ever made a decision so great that you didn't find yourself worthy, I want you to forgive yourself and release that, because the truth of the situation is that if it were so, it would not be. That if it were so, it would not be. And let us have a level of maturation, a level of understanding in this lifetime, wherefore we are able to completely fulfill our purpose in a way that is beyond honoring to our value and into our vision. And if you weren't supposed to have it, it wouldn't be here. If your decisions were so great that they deserved a level of punishment, you'd be in that reprimanding right now. And if that were the case, so give yourself grace, be gracious unto yourself, be gentle unto yourself, knowing that God is hearing and going to bless you along the way. There is nothing to fret or to be concerned about. Live in the now. Be present in the now. This Tuesday, be in the now. Honor the 5-second rule. If you can do it or move forward in 5 seconds, count down from five. Say, should I text somebody? All right, give yourself 5 seconds to do it. All right, 5, 4, 3. All right, I'm doing it. Do. Okay, I want to go grocery shopping. Oh, but I'm so tired. But I'm going to be hungry. Well, let me go in 5-second rule. 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, let me get up and do it. 5-second rule this week. Get into that habit of 5-second ruling life, especially if you're a person similar to my character where it's hard for you to sometimes initiate things. It's not that we don't want to do it. It's not that we are so lazy, but sometimes to start to spark that is a challenge. So I encourage you, as we grow in that experience together, may we be fully aware of the now that is in our life now. God is calling us to be a part of a greater now and to believe in now. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.